Dunkin' Cold K cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Okay. God, I love saying that. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker. Just brew over ice and sip in seconds. Bold, smooth Dunkin'. Taste you know and love. Find Dunkin' Cold Coffee in the roasted coffee aisle. Noom uses the latest in proven behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good. Noom builds personal plans that can meet an individual's needs, takes into account dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs to build a plan that works for you. Through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching, their platform has helped millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. I think a lot of intelligence has gone into the whole Noom system. They really think about how humans live, how they think, what their psychology is, and it's all been used to help people control their weight. So stay focused on what's important to you with the Noom psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom, N-O-O-M.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now, wherever books are sold.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Danielle. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
Hello, Danielle. How
Hi,
are
guys.
You?
Hi, I am so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're excited to talk to you, Danielle. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from Land of the Amish, Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Ah, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Wow. I mean, is that a fake background behind you? Because it looks almost too good. Or is it one of those fake screens that you put up?
Yeah, it's just AI. No, I'm just kidding. No, this is for you. I just cut some flowers because I thought you might enjoy them.
I swear to God, it looks so amazing. It does. Looks...
It's incredible.
Like I have complimented people on their homes and backgrounds, and every time they laugh at me and say, no, it's just a Zoom slide that you can put up, a fake background, but that's real? It looks perfect.
Yeah, it's real. I wish I could ship it to you because I'm such a big fan. You know, I've been watching you every single night for 20 years.
No, you haven't. Really?
Yes, sir. Religiously.
Well, I was on for 28 years. So what was wrong with the first eight?
Jesus.
Well, I couldn't steal a television fast enough because when I was younger, I had to steal a television to watch you.
Did you really steal a television?
Oh. Yes, I did.
What do you mean? You wanted so badly to watch my show, you stole a television? I love you. I love you, Danielle.
Yeah, I hope you won't mind. I feel a little bit nervous, but yes, I loved you so much and I was desperate to watch you. And my parents were really, really strict. And so we didn't have cable. We had one television, no televisions in our bedrooms, but my grandfather had given us this travel television and my dad like stuck it in the basement. So one day I decided to steal it and I put it in my bedroom. And then at night I would record the show. I would put headphones on so they couldn't hear it. And I would put a sheet over myself and over the television.
Oh my God.
So they couldn't see the light of the TV.
I love this.
For Conan?
Yes, for Conan.
No. And yes, no. For Conan.
So I want to ask you something, Danielle. Did your parents, they were opposed, be honest, to you watching any television or specifically me?
I think it was any kind of popular television, so I would just.
So why do they have a problem with me?
I love when you do our work for us.
I know. Champagne corks. Kapang, kapang.
Kapang?
Yeah. Kapang.
It's not pop?
It's not good champagne. It's really flat champagne. Kapang!
You're also living in an oil drum.
Yeah. So, Danielle, that means a lot to me. Seriously, that's important to me. I like when people... idolize me. No, I like when people yes. enjoyed the work. I really do. It means something to me.
I will bring out the bronze statue of you next
very
time
nice.
If you have me back.
Thank you so much. And tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you do?
Well, I grew up as an actor in the theater. Oh. And then you know how life goes. You get married, you get pregnant. I moved on to do some film and television, some for NBC. I was on the worst television show that NBC ever produced.
Which was?
Do No Harm.
Do No Harm.
I don't know that one.
No, what's that?
You might not have heard of it since it was the worst one.
NBC, NBC had a show called Do No Harm.
What was it?
Yeah, it got canceled after 2 episodes. And wow. That was like the fastest cancellation ever.
So it did some
ever.
Harm.
Yeah.
It did some harm.
Was it about the medical profession?
Yeah, it was like a Jekyll and Hyde story.
Oh my God.
So anyway, I did that for a while, but you know how it goes, not enough money. So we ended up moving. And the property that we moved to was owned by an Amish man who was farming here. So I thought, well, this TV thing's not working. Let me try selling cut flowers. And that just kind of took off.
Wait, are those your cut flowers behind you?
Yes.
They are distractingly beautiful. They're amazing. They're really good.
And the vases.
Yeah.
Oh, they're called vases.
They're called vases.
Yeah.
The worst people.
So those are really nice. So you are a professional flower. You grow them and then you cut them and arrange them. Is that correct?
Yes, I grow them. I cut them, arrange them, sell them. And now I work for different companies to do their photography, videography, and just write about the plants in general, how-to articles, disease and pest management, stuff like that.
So you live in, you said, you started off by saying you're in the heart of Amish country, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. So you are not Amish yourself, but you work with Amish, the Amish, is that correct? Or you must sell to them, you must see them around, they're probably everywhere, right?
Yeah. Our old landlord was Amish. The man who owned this property was a shunned Amish man.
Shunned?
And yeah, he had been shunned.
Why? What did he do that got him shunned, do you know?
Well, after that, he went to jail. So I don't know if it was like a similar offense or not.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. So he did something that first got him shunned by the community, the Amish community. Mm-hmm. And then the police said, this is more than just shunnable.
Shunworthy.
He needs to go to prison. Is that what happened?
Yeah, apparently he went to prison. He was like, I think, 70 years old. And he was stalking like a 19-year-old.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's not good.
So, but he didn't really believe in the restraining order or anything, so he just kept going back to her over and over again.
Well, yeah, I don't believe in your Western ways with your restraining order.
Do you think there's an Amish gang in prison?
Oh, like the Amish Brotherhood?
Yeah.
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 That's actually a fantastic idea for a TV show, better even than Do No Harm. Sona, I'm setting us up a pitch meeting at NBC.
I'm on it.
Because God knows I'm welcome there.
Those do not harm.
Yeah.
The Amish Brotherhood.
The Amish Brotherhood. Hey, brother, do you want to join the Amish Brotherhood? I don't know. The Latino gang has asked me. There's, of course...
We've learned how to jerry-rig and do a jailhouse barn building.
Yeah, we make the best toilet wine. Can you imagine having to tell the neo-Nazis and the really tough Latin gangs and stuff, no, guys, I've made my decision. It's the Amish gang.
Yeah.
I'm going with Ezekiel, Lazarus, and Zebediah.
It's crazy enough to work.
So,
oh my God.
That would be the gang to be in because they could build a catapult that would get you out of the jail.
Oh, yeah.
They're good at building stuff.
Their shanks would be great.
Yeah, their shanks would be very good.
Yeah.
They'd be made of beautiful wood. Danielle, I feel like we left you out of the conversation. And that's just rude. And you're here, and maybe because the three of us are just acting like idiots about the Amish, and we shouldn't. We should know about the real Amish people. You're there. Tell us about them. What's it like? What are some of the misconceptions?
Well, I think there's a lot of misconceptions about the Amish. You know, my Amish landlord, he used a cell phone. And of course, when they go on Rumspringer.
Did he carve it? Did he make it out of wood?
Oh, boy.
He would ask to use my cell phone.
I didn't know they could use cell phones. That just seems wrong.
Yeah, so what is the... I thought they were supposed to, like, kind of eschew modern technology. Is that
or not, avoid it.
I was looking for a better word because I didn't want to sound like a fucking prick. And it's all that could come to my head.
No, but...
You're so right.
But Danielle, it is common. The common conception is that the Amish eschew...
I knew how it sounded when I said it. Oh, I hate myself.
No, don't. You can't hate yourself more than we hate you.
I know. I try.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. lot of beaches out there, but only one beach is the beach.
Why did your voice change?
You heard me. Only one beach is the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Say it with me. Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach.
You didn't. That's just a phrase.
Sorry.
You don't have to say it with
me.
Okay. Myrtle Beach is 60 miles where you belong. Can you believe that? Everyone always talks about Myrtle Beach being the best beach. So much so that people refer to it as the beach.
Yeah.
The beach is where your best self comes out. Myrtle Beach has 60 miles of uninterrupted coastline and endless things to do on your trip. You love to eat, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I know the answer to that one. There are over 2,000 restaurants serving up fresh seafood, southern classics, and low country cuisine. Love music? Who doesn't? Live music is the soundtrack to the beach, or as I call it, the beach. There's live music every night of the week, all year round. Plan your trip to the beach at visitmyrtlebeach.com. You know, it's only a matter of time until your check engine light comes on, which could equal an expensive repair bill, and a new engine can cost up to $6,000.
Don't I know it?
But this is why you need this product I'm about to mention right now.
Okay.
CarShield. CarShield offers plans with low monthly rates that you can pay for your expensive repairs on your out-of-warranty car, truck, or SUV. It's so nice to have that protection of CarShield.
I know.
I believe. That's my belief. Some people have other beliefs, maybe religious beliefs. I think CarShield. CarShield plans provide protection on up to 5,000 major parts and systems, including items like transmission, engine, even your entertainment system. Mm. Just call CarShield and choose the mechanic to do the work. CarShield administrators will handle the rest and save you money. Look, I saw your car today. You've got a beautiful car, but you've got to haul your family around in this car. This is a vital piece of machinery for you. You need CarShield.
I do. And, you know, I don't take care of my cars very well. So CarShield, it would definitely come in.
You know, and also with their A rating from the BBB, don't ask me, CarShield is the name you can trust to save you money on covered auto repairs. Now's the time to make the smart choice and protect yourself from the sky-high auto repair bills. Visit CarShield.com/Conan. Save 20% today. Again, that's CarShield.com/Conan to save 20%. Visit CarShield.com/Conan to lock in your price today. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere, endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money, or you can go after their fortune changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. Sona, is your money, is it working for you? Or is it just kind of sitting around being lazy?
I mean, it's underneath my mattress. Isn't that where it should be?
I know that's what we were taught by our great-grandparents.
Yeah.
But your hard-earned cash should always be working towards a better financial future.
Mm.
It's nice to be in the driver's seat and have autonomy when making investments, which is easy to do with Robinhood.
Mm.
You might know Robinhood pioneered free stock trading. Change the face of investing. Mm. They're still doing it today. They offer innovative products like IRAs, EFTs, options, and more to over 26 million funded accounts.
What?
With Robinhood, it's simple to make investments towards your future goals, whatever those may be.
Hmm.
We all have some bucket list items to cross off, and Robinhood has tools to help pursue them. Investing a small amount now could make a big difference 30 years down the road. I'm telling you.
I need someone to tell me what to do with my money because I don't know anything.
Yeah, your money's falling out of your pocket right now.
I know.
It's just wherever Sona goes, there's a trail of money.
I just stuff all of my earnings into my pockets.
Yeah, probably not a good idea. Well, it's good you don't make that much. Well, anyway, take your financial future by the reins. Download the app or visit Robinhood.com to learn more. Investing involves risks and loss of principal is possible. Returns are not guaranteed, okay? Robinhood Financial LLC members, SIPC is a registered broker-dealer. So, Danielle, they can use cell phones, the Amish.
I mean, I see them using cell phones all the time. I do business with them and we talk on the phone. Some of them use the internet now because they'll say, okay, whoa, what dahlias do you want this year? And they'll go on the website that the business that I work for and they'll tell me. But a lot of Amish kids on Rumspringer, they love Mountain Dew. They love to smoke cigarettes.
They love
They
love Mountain Dew. You know what's fascinating?
Yeah.
You know, of all my friends, you know who's obsessed with Mountain Dew and drinks it all the time?
Huh.
Jack McBrayer.
Oh, that's right.
Jack McBrayer loves Mountain Dew, and he's obsessed with Mountain Dew. And I think he likes Diet Mountain Dew, which is hard to get.
I know a guy.
Yeah, and he knows a guy that knows a guy. But it's so funny because of everyone I know. I mean, the cliche about Jack McBrayer would be that, you know, he's the country rube, okay? He's more or less played that part over and over and over again in his real life and in TV and film. But the idea that he loves Mountain Dew and that it's the drink of the Amish as well is fascinating to me.
Yes, the Amish on Rumspringer, they'll be drinking Mountain Dew, smoking cigarettes, and they do like rap music. So we live on a main road where I sell cut flowers, and they'll just drive by really, really slowly in their buggy with the rap music super loud.
so you can hear an entire
rap music play as they drive by your house.
Amish teenagers go by whacked out on Mountain Dew, and they're listening to, they're blasting rap from their buggies, their horse-drawn buggies.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, like old school, like Eminem, like Slim Shady.
Do they put hydraulics in their buggies so that they can do the kind of lowering?
Yeah,
I wish they did.
I'm curious, too, is the horse kind of keeping the beat? You know what I mean? There's a horse there. Is the horse got a little swagger you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, is the horse on Rumspringa as well?
Yeah, what I'm saying is
the profession section.
I'm just curious. The horse is a living, sentient creature, and it's listening to this rap, and after a while, maybe the horse is like, I get it. You know,
well,
I like it.
They do horse dance.
What's that?
You mean dressage?
Yeah.
Do not eschew dressage.
Yeah. Do not eschew dressage.
Yeah, maybe somebody's doing rap music for dressage.
Wow, this is amazing. This is opening up a whole new world. I'm getting this whole new view of the Amish. They're on the internet. They're answering their cell phones. They're listening to loud rap in their buggies as they go by.
Yes.
The horses are swaggering to the beat. I like it. I like this whole thing. Mm-hmm. I'm just fascinating. I don't know anything about that world, and maybe it's time I did know. What about the beards? Do they all have beards?
You have a beard when you get married. So instead of wearing a wedding ring, you grow your beard.
Really?
To show that you're married.
That's interesting.
But what's the deal? Do they often have like neck beards but no mustache? Is that just...
And none of them have the mustache. So I'm not sure why that is.
I think it gets burned off by whatever's in the Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew is very acidic. And so if you're a big Mountain Dew drinker, you'll burn off your mustache.
Yeah.
It's an old, old thing that's not true. I did that for the lawyers. This is fascinating. I'm learning a lot.
Yeah. Do you have a question for Conan, Danielle?
Yes. I was wondering, Conan, would you ever consider becoming Amish? And, you know, what would your name be, your profession? And do you think you could answer in a Pennsylvania Dutch accent?
Oh my God, Jesus!
Wow.
This is like a serious Senate hearing / homework assignment.
The podcast will now recognize the gentleman from Boston.
Yeah. I want to hear what it's like. Go ahead.
Yeah, don't you know a while? I'll just set this here a while. They always end everything with a while.
So it's a little bit of a Canadian thing, a little bit, kind of?
It sounds very Canadian to me.
And then for a while?
Pennsylvania Dutch.
Okay.
And German.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like German meets Canadian.
Okay. You better listen to me. I'm going to see hockey.
What the fuck is that?
I am in control now. I will take the Autobahn to Toronto, and then I'll eat the pancake with the Wiener Schnitzel.
I'm trying to combine these two cultures, and it's very difficult.
Okay.
They seem very opposite, but I'm doing the best I can.
Nazi Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
Things must be put in their place, eh? Anywho? Let's go and watch on my wooden TV, Do No Harm, all one episodes.
Okay, I don't know, Daniel. I did the best I could. Would I consider being Amish? No. They lose me at the buggy. I can't go around in a buggy. Okay. I just can't.
It seems like you'd kind of somehow have fun with a buggy. You're up on that front thing.
Oh, I do all that fake old-fashioned talk that I love. But no, after a certain point, I don't want to be looking at a horse's ass all the time.
You could build stuff.
That's what I do every day.
You like
I eschew your sense of humor.
You live off the land.
Oh, no. Listen.
There's like a purity to it.
Are there Amish strip clubs, do you know?
Well, you never know what goes on underground. So never say never.
The Amish strip club starts with them naked and then they slowly get dressed.
Or they take off other layers until they get down to giant Oshkosh overalls and boots, and they never take those off. But they still twirl around the pole.
Whee!
I don't know. I don't think I'm built to be in any culture that's maybe too restrictive. As everyone knows, I'm a very wild and sensual man.
I would fit right in.
What are you talking about? I'm a Catholic.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I just don't think that's my lifestyle. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I can't do it. I don't think I can be Amish.
Would you ever be a flower farmer?
What are you proposing exactly?
She's proposing.
Are you?
I'm literally proposing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've got to talk to my wife, but I think she is done with me. So I think if I said I'm going to go be with Danielle in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, she would say, "I see ya, sucker." She would be quite delighted. I don't know. Don't you have to have great patience and sort of balance and an eye for real beauty to grow flowers and cut them?
I think you do have to have a lot of patience, because it's more about a lot of things go wrong and trying to fix it. Than, you know, that moment of beauty when you cut the flower.
Yeah, Danielle,
I
would be in the hothouse all the time, or the greenhouse or whatever, just yelling at the flowers.
Oh.
You know, if they weren't growing fast enough. Yeah. Or else being very, I wouldn't yell at them, I'd be very passive aggressive.
Oh.
Hey, begonia. Nice job growing, begonia. You know, if it was going kind of slowly.
Yeah.
What are other flower names? Tulips, right?
Well,
look at tulips.
These are all different kinds of narcissus.
Oh, I could do well with those.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I am narcissus.
Wow. Hey, Danielle, my parents owned a Conroy's Flowers growing up, and I worked there for many years.
So That's awesome.
Is that a well-known chain?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the big flower chain, or it was.
I'm not a flower guy, so I've never...
You're not a flower guy?
Well, I eschew them. Oh. So, okay. So what did you... were you good at this?
I wasn't like a flower farmer. I was kind of like, I would deliver flowers, process them, and occasionally arrange them, but not very much. And then work in the store. You know?
Wow.
It was just like a...
You tell a good story.
I'll cut that out.
No. Leave that in! Eduardo, don't let him cut that out.
He doesn't have... I'm the final say on
this. Eduardo, please. Come on, that was great. That was nice. And also, we got an insight into who you are.
But it's not a good insight.
No, I know. No, but you helped. You helped around. You're a good guy.
I'm just sinking this ship. Go on without me.
You're a good guy?
I don't know. I'm just trying to keep him talking.
Barry,
there's a chance we could help him.
Can I move to the Amish peoples?
Danielle, remember that? Do you remember the movie Witness?
Oh, yeah.
Where Harrison Ford has to go hide out among the Amish?
That was filmed here.
Yeah. And who was the actress in that?
Kelly McGillis.
Kelly McGillis, that's right. Very good.
Yes, Ronnie Cox, Danny Glover, Lucas Haas.
Jesus, look at you.
Wow.
Love that movie.
Can we just go to the Amish and like hang out with them?
Well, sure, they'd be happy to see you, I'm sure.
Summer
s'mores.
Why are
you saying it like that? Yeah, why don't we do a summer s'mores from Amish country?
That'd be good. Let's
do that. Oh my goodness, you definitely should.
I want to be bread.
I do love that area of Pennsylvania. I think it's absolutely gorgeous. Pennsylvania in general is a beautiful state.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to go there. And I do like to meet all kinds of folk, different cultures. I like to try and blend in. So I should probably do an Amish segment at
That'd
some point.
That would be fun.
Because yeah. I'd look good in the beard, right?
They won't know who you are.
Oh, please.
You think they would?
Yes.
I don't know.
Of course they would.
I mean, Danielle's not Amish, but she had to steal a TV to find out who you were.
If they're using everything we've heard so far, if they're blasting Slim Shady, they have a love. They have a love for the 90s. And so I'm quite sure that they've built statues to me.
Oh, statues.
Yeah, to the Friends cast, you know, everybody, like anything 90s, they've idolized, okay. You know.
That's Real it. World. They're about 30 years behind.
Yeah. So that's there. So I'm just coming into my own there. Well, Danielle, it's been really nice talking to you. And I'm so so nice to meet you after you were so devoted to me for such a long time. So I do appreciate that. Seriously, she
Aww,
watched the show.
So I know.
That's how I feel. That's a legitimate
I wasn't
feeling.
Laughing at you. I'm just, go on.
Go on, say it.
No, I don't. Just I'm messing it up so much. What do you keep going?
What are you doing? Are you having a mental breakdown?
I think so.
I think so. I think I'm channeling.
Sorry. I apologize.
No, don't apologize. You're a wonderful person, and as I said before, a real good guy. All right, Danielle, nice to talk to you, and best of luck to you. And who knows? I look forward to meeting in person. You never know.
Oh, wow. That would be a dream.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Ovsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Additional production support by Mars Melnick. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 669-587-2847 and leave a message. It, too, could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.